EU Parliament rubber stamps arch globalist Lagarde as new head of central bank. By Oliver J.J. Lane on September 17, 2019. Christine Lagarde, the globalist lawyer who ran the International Monetary Fund, IMF, until last week has had her appointment to the top of the European Central Bank, ECB, rubber-stamped by the European Union's powerless parliament. Nominated by the European Commission to lead the central bank of the 19 EU nations that share the euro single currency earlier this year, Lagarde stands to take over the role on November 1. The vote Tuesday by the European Parliament is one of the steps towards that confirmation but is no more than a rubber-stamping exercise. Europe's parliament, elected and convened to provide the continental power bloc with a fig leaf of democracy, can't actually reject this election and merely votes to endorse the choice. As happened in 2012, if the parliament does vote to reject a candidate, the European Council can merely appoint the individual anyway. In the end, the vote was 394 in favor and 206 against, with 49 abstentions. Lagarde, who was found guilty of criminal negligence in 2016 over her behavior while French finance minister, which the court found allowed misappropriation of government funds, has been a persistent and powerful supporter of globalization and an opponent of national sovereignty. In 2016, Lagarde made an intervention in the Brexit debate just days before the British people went to the polls and ultimately delivered the largest democratic mandate in British history to leave the European Union, when she characterized the British as being narrow-minded. In interventions that Brexit campaigners said were deliberate interventions on the democratic process, the IMF, which Lagarde led, warned voting for Brexit would cause a recession, cost 500,000 jobs, reduce GDP, and collapse house prices. The British government, too, predicted dire economic results if the country even voted to leave the European Union in a persistent campaign against independence then known as Project Fear. In stark contrast to the claims, the British economy has actually outperformed other leading European economies since the vote. Lagarde has also been an unfailing ally to the mass migration lobby in her time at the IMF, even going so far to lecture the Spanish government on the importance of opening its borders to migrants to help balance the books. The advice to take millions of migrants was despite Spain already experiencing one-third youth unemployment, and the experience across Europe in the wake of the 2015 migrant crisis being of new arrivals being significantly less productive. Oliver J.J. Lane is the editor of Breitbart London. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook.